Okay, good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting on Thursday, the 19th of March. We are calling to order at approximately 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Right. And this is Sandra, the convener, and I will call the roll. Kathy Davis?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Present.
Sandra Rollin is here. Rico Ross? Okay, hopefully he'll join us soon. And Luzette King? Okay, I would like to acknowledge that David Beat, as the affiliate director, has agreed to join this committee. And I would just like to see if there's any objections to seating David on this committee. Hearing none, I would accept that David Beaton is now a member of the Personnel Committee. So thank you, David. And David is here, correct?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, David. Okay, the first order of business is to elect a chair and a secretary. Would anybody like to put forth nominations?
I'd like to nominate Sandra. This is David.
Okay, thank you, David. Anyone else? Got technical interference, folks. Hello?
I don't know what's going on. Hello?
Okay.
Everybody here? Okay.
Okay, so we still have David, Kathy, Andrea, and Sandra on the call. As committee members, and we have Joe and Grace and Carolyn Burden as interested PNB members. Is that correct?
Yes.
I guess so.
Okay. All right. Well, any other nominations for chair? Okay. Hearing none.
I move that you be the chair.
And this is Andrea?
Yes, Andrea, right. Is there a second?
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Yes, this is Kathy. I second.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Okay, well, that puts the ball in my court. All right, thank you, everyone. The next item would be a secretary. Does anybody want to volunteer to be the secretary official note taker? Don't everybody speak up at once. Okay, I might suggest that the secretary position does not have to be a permanent position throughout this committee's meeting, that we could possibly rotate it. Is anybody interested in being secretary for this meeting specifically?
Does it have to be somebody on the committee? Maybe one of our guests can do it.
I don't have any objection to a PMB member serving as a rotating secretary on this call or on this meeting. Okay, well, for the sake of expediency, I'll go ahead and keep the notes for the time being. And hopefully if Luzette or Rico join the call, that possibly one of them will be willing to take on that role. But I don't know if anybody saw the notes that I sent out previously. I sent that to everyone on this committee on Sunday, March the 8th. It was before our last PMB teleconference. It was pretty much just short and sweet, saying that, you know, the members had been tasked with seeking out a list of posting locations and also to try to find a nonprofit type organization that could help us with verifying references and job history for the resumes that we do obtain. But that's not really pressing right now. The most pressing thing is to get the posting
This is Joe.
Hello, did some... Oh, hi, Joe. The most pressing thing right now, I feel, is to get the posting out. And I'd like to hear everybody's thoughts on that.
Okay.
This is
Kathy.
No, I'm inclined to agree. I think it's useful to get the notice out. Do you know if the resume itself, not the resume, but the job description is on the website already?
We have to review.
The job description, I believe, is on the website, but I'll have to double-check that. And I'm trying to multitask right now, so that's just one more task that I can only do two tasks at a time.
Sandra, this is Dave. I'll try to take some notes for you, okay?
Thank you, Dave. Okay. So if
Sandra,
we go to
Rico.
Hey, Rico, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so just to bring you up to speed, the meeting's been called to order, and I will be serving as the chair. I have asked if anybody would like to volunteer to be the secretary. Are you interested in being the secretary of this committee?
I'm not actually, but I heard that someone just volunteered, didn't they?
Yes, Dave Beaton is going to be taking notes for us tonight, and just to bring you up to speed, I had also offered the option that if someone did not want to be the secretary at every meeting, that we could maybe do it on a rotating basis.
Right.
So for tonight, Dave is doing that service for us, and so thank you, Dave. So just to let you know that Dave Beaton is on the committee now, and he is on the call along with Kathy, Andrea, yourself, and I. The only person missing is Luzette, and we have Carolyn Burden and Joe Wanzala and Grace Aaron just sitting in as interested PMB members. So going on to the next item, that would be the ED job description. It has been approved by the PMB. We need to ascertain that it has been posted on the Pacifica website. I believe that it has, but I'll have to double check that. The actual posting for the job was forwarded to me by, I'm pretty sure it was Nia, and it was rather lengthy. And so right now what I'm working on is culling it down to just a really bold bullet point type thing, giving the website where people can go and look up the full job description. And giving the location where they can mail the hard copy of the resume, but we're going to try to encourage folks to do it via email, and that there has been a website, or not a website, a web address set up. It is resume@kpft.org, and Christine Niera in the national office is going to assist us with being the point person to collect the snail mail resumes and the email resumes, and she will be forwarding those to this committee, and it will be the responsibility of this committee to go through all of the resumes that we receive and decide which ones we think are good possibilities. And any that we reject, we'll, of course, send a thank you letter telling them thank you, but we've decided to go with another option. So,
Kathy, I have a question.
Yes, Kathy.
Have we set up some timeline in terms of what the notice is going to say, in terms of when the resumes are due?
I would like to get the feedback from this committee on that. My sense is that when we post it, that we should have a 30-day window. Feel free to speak up. Does anybody agree, disagree, think it should be longer? I don't think we could do it in a shorter length of time.
Right.
But
this is Andrea. I think to post would depend on the dates when we could get things up and out, and that would may change our timeline. you know, where we're going to post determines, you know, how we're advertising for it too. Are we going to pay for any advertisement or what?
Well, there are a couple of items. Well, there's several items on this extensive list that I have of places where we can post it. But
okay.
We would prefer not to have to pay for a posting.
Okay.
And, of course, we're starting with posting at all the Pacifica websites and the Signal areas and the affiliate stations. There's a few that charge. They charge by the word, that sort of thing. So if we can avoid using them, we will, but in the interest of getting as many good qualified people to submit their resumes, we might have to resort to ponying up some money to pay for the posting.
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm inclined to think that we should, you know, maybe look at some of the better places and do put a little cash out there, because there may be some really good people who have been losing their jobs because of the economy who would look at Pacifica as a potential employer, and maybe we would find somebody who otherwise, you know, might not have looked this way. My other point I wanted to make is that here at WBAI and even at the network, we've been going through managers rather quickly. So I would really rather, instead of having a 30-day window, have a more realistic window so that we can find somebody who could really fit and do well and not put somebody in there too hastily. I'm really concerned about going through this, you know, another year, another resignation, another blow-up. I mean, I think it would pay to really, really do this part of the job carefully.
Okay, so would you suggest maybe a 60-day window?
Yeah, I think maybe so. Because even if somebody, 30 days to me is just very, very tight to realistically do a search.
Okay, well, that's a point well taken. What about the option of posting for 30 days and then extending it if we don't find any suitable candidates in that first 30 days or so? Would you object to that?
I don't feel strongly that I would object to that, but I mean, in terms of paying 30 days, I mean, I could see keeping an ad up for 30 days, mm-hmm. but in terms of our own process, I don't want to be bound by an arbitrary amount of days that we're going to, because I know how it works. You get in a couple of dozen candidates, you narrow them down to the best of the batch, but it isn't necessarily somebody in there that's really good, that's a good match, or that is really capable. So so I just wanted to make sure that we're not bound by a number of days, and then we're going to end up, you know, putting someone in the position that's not going to really be helpful.
Okay. So
can I tie it in on this?
Yes, please.
I think that this process can be a lengthy process, and we want this to happen as fast as possible. I think we should set some guidelines and then let common sense be our boundaries. If we feel that we don't have a short list that's adequate, then we could extend it, and we can vote on that if we wanted to or what have you. But basically, I think we all have the same objective. I also know that when we were looking for a GM for KPFK, we set up a committee for that purpose, and we used certain websites. We also used Craigslist, and one of the things that we did was we found that there were certain places where we posted it where it was really just a waste of time, and it just took a lot of time and energy from the committee. Vetting people that really weren't qualified, and then there were others that when the people did apply for them, they were quite qualified. So we may want to at least look at where we put it out there. I know we want to cast the net as large as possible, but we also want to be as efficient with it as we can, too.
From talking to Summer, sorry to interject, but from talking to Summer Reese, who was on that committee, it was Craigslist that was the waste of time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got something like 60 applications, and every single one of them
right.
was unqualified.
Right, I think I remember that. Yeah, maybe it was Craigslist that was a waste. And then we went to some other website, and it was quite a change. I also, when you're ready for me, Sandra, I'd like to give you a short report on on my conversation with Sean Highkemper of KPFK.
Now, Sandra? Is this something? Yes.
Andrea here. If you use the media on Craigslist, it's not that's not bad, and the nonprofit. On Craigslist, that's not bad either.
Okay.
But if you just use it, yeah. But if you just and the ones that I emailed you earlier, that worked out, and we use that at KPFA as well. So
okay.
Right. And Current magazine that I listed too. That's very good.
Okay, so my task then will be to post all of the, or to send to all of you all, the posting list that I have. And, I mean, it's rather extensive, but I will send that out. And if there's anybody that has any strong objections to any of these posting locations, then we can address that. And we'll start with just the basic being the Pacifica website and the affiliate website. And like the Current magazine, they have both internet and paper. We would have to pay for the paper, but the internet is free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Rico, to go back to your discussion with Sean, is that something that we can talk about in an open meeting that's being streamed like this, or
is this an open meeting now?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a personnel. I had a conversation with him about the IEDs. We had spoken last time on we had our meeting, and you had asked all of us to go back to our stations and talk to our GM. So I did that, and I'm ready to report back when it is appropriate.
Okay. Well,
I
feel like
this is Andrea. I think we need to be off stream for that.
Okay.
Okay. So perhaps once we've concluded this meeting, then we'll just make a quick call so that we can hear your report. How would that be?
Okay, it's a short report, but yeah, okay.
Is there any way you could email that to us now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you could go ahead and email that to the members of the committee, that would be David Beaton, Kathy, Andrea, myself, Luzette, and of course, you're the one sending it.
Well, I'm looking at your last email that you sent me about telecom meeting today, and it has four addresses on there. Should I just email it to that? Reply to that? Reply all?
Well, that's reply all, but you might want to remove Otis McClay and John Amella.
Okay, Otis McClay and who else?
John Amella.
Well, I only have two names on there.
I'm looking at the email that I sent out just to, as a reminder. So
right.
the people you want to send your report to are Andrea Turner, Kathy Davis, Luzette King, David Beaton.
The problem I'm having, Sandra, is that I know their names, but I don't know their emails, and so I'm trying to find an email that you sent me that would have all their names. Would that be the one that you sent me, the personnel items for review, urgent?
Yes, that's everybody.
That's everybody? And
that's
I don't
everybody.
Have to...
Let me just double check. Let me scroll down there and let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Rico, I'll send you all the email addresses you need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that I sent, that's got everybody on it. Yes, that's everyone.
Okay, the urgent one? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll type up something while we're on the phone.
Okay, great.
Put myself
on
mute. Bye.
Okay. So we're going to get a report from Rico about his conversation with the general manager at his station regarding a possible IED position. Okay, going to the next item. That is the CFO. CFO job description. Has anyone had an opportunity to look that over?
Yeah, long.
Yes, it is very long.
Yeah.
Hello, did somebody just join?
Was that Rico clicking off? Or
no, I'm not.
I thought he said he was going to go on mute. But
I'm just on mute.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so the CFO job description was approved by the 2008 PNV, or not by the PNV, by the 2008 Personnel Committee. And I understand that it was forwarded to the PNV, but they did not have time to review it and approve it. So my suggestion at this point, if nobody has any strong objections to the previously approved CFO job description, would be to make a motion at this point that the Personnel Committee hereby requests PMB to review and give final approval of the CFO job description. Does anybody want to weigh in on that?
I'll second that if that's a motion.
That's a motion. Dave. Thank you, David. Okay. So
can I comment? Sorry, I'm not
sure.
On the committee, but I'll wait until everyone on the committee has had a chance to comment.
Does anybody else want to comment?
It's extremely long. It needs to be shortened, but yeah.
Well, you know, given the fact that the ED's position was approved and it's extremely long as well, unless there's something just glaringly
it's not as long as this. We got several pages of this one.
Unless there's something in this
of advancing the topic.
Let's put it in perspective that the PNB is going to have to, you know, thrash about with this job description. And if you have an edited version that you would like to put forward to this committee, that we can review it and approve before we send it on to the PNB, I would welcome your doing so. But in light of the fact that we are trying to get these positions posted and find qualified people to fill them, there's something just very disagreeable. I mean, what I see is a job description that pretty much covers all the bases. And if there's something that you find extremely disagreeable that you would like to have removed from that, then please send me a revised version so that we can all look it over and review it. I just really feel like it's paramount that we get the PMB as a whole to review this and give it their final approval so we can get this position posted.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, yeah. This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think I've looked it over. I think it's fine. It is actually a little bit shorter than the executive director's one. This is about 3.25 pages. It's quite detailed, but it's not going to be something we're going to post. We'll post something shorter, so I'm okay with it.
Okay. So let's ask the question. Is there anyone who objects to the personnel committee?
This is Grace. Can I just make a comment?
Ahead,
I think
Grace.
We should have LaVorne look at it and see what she thinks of it, as she's qualified for the CFO position, obviously. She might have some suggestions. She might have some interesting comments. And it might help move it forward on the board level if she looked it over and commented on it or gave it her approval.
Well, would you accept a friendly amendment, Sandra, to your motion that we forward it to the PNB and to the CFO? Interim ICFO?
I would consider that a friendly amendment, and that we should forward a personnel committee hereby request PNB to review PNB and interim CFO to review and give final approval of CFO job description. Do I hear any objections to that motion?
I object, really. I just think that we, obviously she's seen this already. She was hired on it. You know, why can't we just move ahead on this as a committee?
Okay, well, being that there is an objection, I guess we should go ahead and put this to a vote. The motion, as I put forward and has been amended by Dave, is that Personnel Committee hereby requests PMB and Interim CFO to review and give final approval of the CFO job description. All in favor?
Aye.
This is David.
Kathy?
Aye.
Kathy, David?
Three votes, yes.
Okay. This is Sandra. I vote yes. What about you, Rico?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, so that motion passes. And, Andrea, I would just recommend that if you have any objections to the job description itself, that you can bring those forward
sure.
when the PMB is reviewing the, doing
mm-hmm.
the final review and approval. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. Next item up is HR director job description. And I believe it was Grace who forwarded that to me. I'm not sure where you got it from, but it was the it was an HR director's job description from several postings ago.
Yeah, that was what they had in the national office.
Right. Okay. So, has everybody had an opportunity to review that? Okay. Well, I have, and it looked pretty basic. We may want to try tweaking it a little bit, but for the purposes of getting us an HR director, that HR director job description, in my opinion, covers all the bases. So does anybody want to comment on that?
I've looked it over. I'm okay with it. This was evidently passed already in the past, right? This was our own job description internally?
Yes, it was. It was what Grace found in the national office, and I believe that they have used.
Could you tell me? I mean, it's dated on the bottom, March 6, 2009. Does that mean isn't it older than that, or no?
Yeah, it's older than that. It would be. Well, I would think that it was older than that. I didn't even notice the date on it, David.
Yeah, that too.
So,
does Grace want to comment?
Go ahead, please. Hello?
Is Grace got a comment on that, or is Grace?
Oh,
know?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm not sure when this comes from. All I know is that it was forwarded to me by Chris Nero when I asked her for the job description.
So
I'm looking it over.
I don't know if that date on the bottom is maybe did that come out of the fax machine or something, or is that the date of that document?
That's
I a good
doubt
question.
That it's. I don't think it's the date of the document. This was never reviewed by this committee. Obviously.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
No.
I don't think
Kathy?
Any.
It wasn't reviewed in the last session of this committee. I was on the committee last time, and I never saw this. So it's got to be at least 2 years old, or a year
yeah.
and a half, maybe.
Right.
Probably.
Well, it looks pretty archaic in ability to think clearly. I mean, it looks like it came from something from way back when.
Well, I'm
okay.
looking at it as a job description that is pretty standard for an HR director, a human resources director.
Yeah, the format. Yeah, I agree.
It's It's definitely, by comparison with the ED and the CFO positions, it's pretty straightforward and very short and sweet to the point. I don't see anything in here that I object to. I think it's all pretty basic and straightforward. I would like to entertain the motion that the personnel committee put this job description forward to the PNB for review and approval so that we can post this position also.
So moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections?
I'd like to talk a little bit about it. I do have, it could be addressed maybe in a friendly amendment, but I have some problems with it. Just in my limited experience with Pacifica, this is Dave speaking, it calls for a BS in human resource management or 10 years related experience. I would really hate to put somebody fresh out of school in the middle of this Pacifica stuff. I think that it's really crucial that a person have experience, that we wouldn't accept someone with no experience in HR work.
Okay, would you like to strike that with a BS degree and put just that at least 10 years experience?
Or a minimum of,
minimum.
Maybe 3 to 5 years or some minimum of 3 or 5, whatever, something, some experience.
Can I make a comment here?
Yeah.
This is Grace. Right under that it says experience, and it says nonprofit management. It actually should say a minimum. So we would say a minimum of 3 years experience in as an HR or relate. I'm sorry, as a HR director in for a nonprofit. Something like that.
Mm.
Well, it could it could be related experience. It doesn't have
related,
to be qualified.
Related. Yeah. Right. Related. Yeah.
So
okay,
what would we say then?
Okay, go ahead.
I would say a BS in human resource management and 3 years experience in the field, like that.
I know what you're saying, but that's the education category. Right under that is experience.
Okay, but it doesn't qualify
it just says nonprofit management. So for experience, we should say minimum of 3 years experience?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So just to make it clear for Dave, who's taking the notes, that we want to amend the HR director job description where it says education to read BS in human resources management and minimum 3 years related experience. And then under experience, put minimum a nonprofit management and minimum 3 years experience. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that? Minimum
okay.
of?
Minimum.
BS in
and
human
under,
management.
Under experience, just what's under experience. A minimum of
under experience, nonprofit management, and a minimum of 3 years experience.
Okay.
Are you good with that, Dave?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Does anybody else want to weigh in? Are there any other...
I'd like to stipulate that it be in human resources, that the experience be in human resources, not just nonprofit management.
Yes.
Good point. Okay, so it should read experience nonprofit management with a minimum of 3 years experience in the human resources field.
Okay.
So do I hear any objections to those amendments? Okay, hearing none. Hello? Okay, hearing no objections, then I would put forth the motion that the HR job description as amended be forwarded to the PNB with the request that they review and approve for posting. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we will move forward with that.
Sandra, let me ask you a question. This is Andrea. This will then go to the PMB, and
correct,
they will review it, and if they want changes, it'll be discussed there too?
Exactly. It will be the same as okay. the CFO job description,
okay.
that
awesome.
There's anything further that they need to add.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think, have I left anything out here?
Can I make a comment that's sort
Please,
of on
go
the
ahead.
Subject? I'm sorry to be interjecting. But as the interim ED, I must hire an interim HR director. We cannot wait another month or two. It's imperative. We have complaints stacking up and other things that need to be done, and we don't have the staff to do it. I cannot do it all myself. It's impossible. I don't have the expertise anyway. And having it be done, trying to cobble it together between me and Ricardo D'Anda is not working, because he has enough to do with our legal suits. And to have him be doing some amount of HR, at least advice, is not cost-effective. So I'm probably going to have to actually find a staffing agency that where I can get one, because I cannot do the 30 to 50 hours of work needed for me to do the search myself. It's just impossible. I hope that this search will come up with a permanent HR director quickly, but in the interim I'm going to have to hire a consultant, because there's just too much to be done in that area in the national office.
So I would suggest that be put on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting, so that the full board can approve of you selecting a temp agency to provide an HR director.
It's more like a staffing being done. Although I could try temp agencies, I don't know if they give that they provide that type of service. But I will check that out.
Do you have somebody in mind?
Mine, yeah.
Well, I do, and that's there's a firm called the Center for Volunteer Nonprofit Leadership in the Bay Area that does that type of staffing, and of course they have a more selective way of doing it. But
okay.
I will check other alternatives. But I lived through two HR lawsuits at KPFK. If things aren't handled and nipped in the bud, the legal costs are astronomical. It just doesn't make sense to go for long periods of time without an HR director, because what happens is unskilled people wind up handling HR complaints and not necessarily doing a good job of it.
Right, I agree.
Would you like a motion, Grace?
It would be nice if it came out of the personnel committee. That
okay.
would be great.
Would that Dave?
Yeah,
Dave,
I would
that
motion
you?
That that we would approve the chair to hire an interim HR director just to take care of the current situation, you know? So
yeah,
can...
but it would be the interim ED, not the chair. I'm speaking actually as the interim ED. And that would
okay.
be wonderful.
Right.
So does anybody I'll let you frame the wording of that motion. The best I understand it is that the personnel committee requests that the PNB approve the interim executive director to hire a temporary or an interim HR director. Is that right?
Until we hire a permanent, so
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. The quicker the process. This is a temporary, interim, very interim.
Okay. And the other question is the costs.
Yeah, the cost will probably be higher than a permanent hire. But on the other hand, it has the benefit of being temporary. But there are things that just need to be done.
No, I understand. Okay.
Well, I think we've got a motion to start with there, and that that added to that motion, we would put in something relating to the cost. As I don't know what would the minimum be to get somebody hired as an interim HR director, that the personnel committee requests. That PNB allow the interim executive director to hire an interim HR director at X number of dollars until a permanent HR director can be hired.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there is funding for this in the budget. We have some flexibility with it, so you can put in as long as it doesn't exceed that fiscal year 2009 budget item.
Okay.
It gives a lot of flexibility because we haven't been paying an HR director for quite some time, since, I think, October.
Okay.
So there is a little bit of leeway in there.
Well, we need to maybe put a, I guess, a maximum dollar amount or something. Yeah. Dave, are you keeping up with this?
Well, I'm trying, but why don't we just say support Grace's decision to hire an IHR director not to exceed the budgeted amount for the 2009 budget.
That works for me. That works for me. Thank you.
Okay.
Do I hear any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, we will put forward that motion to the PNB.
Thank you very much for that support. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. We've got a lot on our plate, and I think we've made a little bit of progress this evening. Next item up will be to set the next meeting. So I would kind of like to poll everybody and find out when you would like to meet again.
Oh.
Okay, well, I know that Thursdays are difficult for Kathy because of her show.
Well, if you keep them this short, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next Thursday is the 26th. Do we want to meet next week and finalize it? By next week, you will have my revamped version of the actual posting that I want to put out, or that I want this committee to review before we actually post it. But my goal is to have the ED position posted before April, or on or before April the 1st.
I think and the JILSB is that day.
April the 1st?
No,
the 26th. Or the 26th.
Yeah, the 26th looks good. Same time?
No. The LSB meeting in WBAI is the 26th.
Okay, so that's a bad night for you. Any other suggestions?
A week after that?
That would be April the 2nd.
Does that work for you, Kathy?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, so our next meeting will be April the 2nd, which is also a Thursday.
Wait, Sandra, it would work for me as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Andrea.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. So, Enrico, are you there?
Hi, Neil. Neil.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we're setting
the next meeting. Yeah, that works for me, too.
Okay, so Thursday, April the 2nd at 8 p.m.,
that's the same time we had here?
Yep.
Yes.
This time? Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that will be our next meeting. Is there anything else that anybody feels the need to discuss? Or?
Yeah, I sent that email. It's just a couple of paragraphs.
Okay, I am going to that now. And hang on. Okay, conversation. Okay.
Rico, this is Grace. If you're by your computer, can you send it to me too?
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now.
Okay. Well, that looks like a good possibility. That's what I can say about that. Just skimming over it very quickly.
Which one, Grace?
Here.
The CC, or the CARR, or the Gmail?
CA.RR. Either works, though.
Okay. You got it now?
I'm sure I'll have it soon.
Shall we adjourn this and then call back, or what?
I would like to adjourn so we can go off stream and then call back and discuss.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Good idea.
So this meeting is adjourned at a little after 9 o'clock, and everybody call back in.